For the woman who made a different choice from mine, you can hear me being quiet. I just want to sit next to that woman and just be quiet for a really long time.
Because she knows.
There aren't any words. But in the same way, in that place, God is present too.
Well, Sarah Williams, powerful, powerful. Mm. I hope people know this. We say it almost every time, John. We're here for you to focus on the family. We have caring Christian counselors who would want to talk to you. And, you know, it might be that we have to take your name and number and call you back. But do it.
Yes.
You're not going to surprise us with anything. These people have heard, I would dare say, almost everything. And it's okay. This is life. And helping one another is what God wants us to do. Mm. And we're so grateful for you, Sarah, for your husband, Paul, for illustrating how to love the way God calls us to love to the end, even if it's just the beginning. And it's so beautiful. Your book, 9 Months with Carrion, Perfectly Human. Powerful. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we do have this beautiful story, as Sarah has captured it in the book for you. We'll be happy to send that to you. Just get in touch with us. You can call the 800 number for that or for a consultation with one of our counselors. Our number is 800-232-6459. We're online. You can find help at focusonthefamily.com/broadcast.
And as we're looking forward toward our Sea Life 2020 event, consider partnering with us. You can save a baby's life. Doesn't get any better than that. Our Option Ultrasound program has saved an estimated 459,000 babies, and we couldn't do that without you, obviously. It takes $60 to save a baby's life. So join us today and take a stand for life. And right now, we'll send you a copy of Sarah's book, Perfectly Human, as our way of saying thank you for a monthly pledge of $60 to Focus on the Family today. You'll be saving a baby and getting a fantastic book to read as well.
And of course, if you're not in a position to commit to a monthly pledge, and we certainly get that, a lot of folks can't, we will send the book to you for a one-time gift as well. Donate and get your copy of Perfectly Human at focusonthefamily.com/broadcast or call 800, the letter A and the word family. That's 800-232-6459. On behalf of Jim Daly and the entire team, thanks for listening today to Focus on the Family. I'm John Fuller, inviting you back as we once more help you and your family thrive in Christ.
Thank you for joining us for Focus on the Family, again brought to you each weekday right here on Big Country KLTZ by Marsha Mays Salvage and Antiques, Baker's Jewelry, Fifth Avenue Pharmacy and Gift, and Newton Motors.
It's time now for Coach's Corner on KLTZ as we sit down and visit with Glasgow Scotty head coaches. Coach's Corner is brought to you by your Fan Clan sponsors. And also, you can check out all Coach's Corner interviews on our website at www.kltz.com. We'll get started with Coach's Corner right after this.
This Wednesday's Hump Day is the last one for the season for 2020, but at Pelkey's Furniture and Floor Coverings, they're continuing savings through the week, but this is the last week of the Armchair Quarterback Sale on Lazy Boy Recliners, also the last week of the sale on Serta and Tempur-Pedic mattresses, so get into Pelkey's Furniture and Floor Coverings this week and save on the ultimate in style and comfort, all at Pelkey's.
So come on in, you'll see why, all my rowdy friends are coming here.
scaly showers and mineral buildup got you down? Don't stand for it anymore. Call the experts at Big Valley Water for the solution. Enjoy softer water, smoother skin, and cozy clothes again with the help of the ProMate EcoMax Water Softener. The highest efficiency model means 30% less water, 40% less salt, fewer regenerations for lower energy bills, and designed for simplicity and durability. Visit with the Big Valley Water experts today at 228-2614 or visit BigValleyH2O.com for more information.
United Insurance and Realty is an independent insurance agency, locally owned and operated. They write insurance with Allstate, Safeco, Liberty Mutual, Travelers, Progressive, Acuity, The Hartford, and many more. With access to a wide variety of insurance, they'll give you options for finding the right coverage with the most competitive premium. They work in your hometown with proven customer service from their own licensed agents. It's United Insurance and Realty in Glasgow.
Cooler weather seems to be here to stay, and whether you're wanting to layer up with some cozy clothing pieces or completely redo the lair that is your home, Shipwrecked has you covered. Our clothing selection is continually being reshaped as things fly out the door and items just magically replace them. Blankets are getting added to our fall home items, as well as vintage-inspired clocks and gift items from our six local handmade vendors. Open 6 days a week. Come explore Shipwrecked in downtown Glasgow.
When you get up in the morning, what's your first thought? No, it's not going back to sleep for 5 minutes. You're probably thinking breakfast. And with delicious items like the hot and crispy chicken and a biscuit, you can find exactly what you're looking for. Every day at McDonald's, buy one favorite and get one more for just a dollar. Mix and match chicken McGriddles, McMuffins, hash browns, and more. And if you're still hungry at lunch, mix up a McDouble, McChicken, or four-piece nuggets. Find the meal you crave at McDonald's on Highway 2.
When you need business cards, posters, brochures, programs, tickets, or announcements, give BS Central a call at 228-4558. Taking care of all your printing needs, photocopies in full color or black and white, passport photos, and more. Just call 228-4558. And don't forget to ask about advertising like garage sale listings, classified ads, and custom inserts. BS Central, home of the BS Buzz, downtown Glasgow.
With us, we have Summer Hurster. She's the head volleyball coach for the Glasgow Scotties. And Summer, on the Saturday Morning Sports Show, we had you in. We talked about a couple of the matches the Scotties had last week, but you had one on Saturday. It turned out pretty nice for you as they picked up. You picked up the win over Sydney, 25-15, 25-23, 25-9. You improved to 2-3 on the season. And I think you probably felt pretty good going into this match. It was a pretty good matchup for you, but the girls obviously played pretty well, winning 3-0.
Yeah, it was great to be home finally and have the kids get to play in front of their home crowd. And we were expecting Sydney to not be as strong as what we'd seen that week. But they still did some good things. But, you know, we just managed to control the errors that we'd been having a little bit better than in the previous couple matches. So, you know, that second game had a bit of a scare, but we just lost a little bit of offense that game. Had a hard time getting into our, you know, getting things to our hitters and then having our hitters keeping the ball in play. But yeah, for the most part, it was a nice win, solid in three, and that, and we ended, you know, with a great score. So that's the right way to do it.
Yeah, 25-15, 25-23, 25-9. So as you come out of, let's just take the entire week, because you had those three matches, you were busy. What, coming out of that week with those three matches, were you most pleased with your team?
Well, you know, I think everybody was probably feeling pretty down about a couple tough losses, and then, you know, probably a little bit fearful or the unknown of not knowing how Riley was going to bounce back with her injury. And she played Saturday. You know, she's not 100% yet, and we know that, but she still contributes anyways. And so she got to play Saturday, which was nice, and I think made her teammates feel a lot better. So, you know, it's these kids are fighters, and they want to keep getting better, and that's nice to see. And so I just, you know, we're just going to go up from here.
It seems like when we had Riley was on the Saturday morning sports show, she's not the type of player who is going to say, you know what, it's hurting, I'm not going to play. She wants to be on the court. Is that a correct statement?
Oh, absolutely. She's one of those kids that no matter where she's at, she gives you 100%, and she's got this great energy about her, and she just draws people in. And so she's a huge asset on the floor. And, you know, I think I said in our Glendive match, I told her she wasn't going to play, yeah. And she got upset. But, you know, the truth is that we need her for the conference matches and for the long haul. So I just wasn't willing to see her hurt any more than absolutely necessary. So I think she understood. But, yeah, she wants to compete. She likes to be out there.
So you had the three matches, they were all non-conference, so that puts you into conference play. You're finally into that starting this week. Thursday, you travel to Poplar to take on Poplar at 4 p.m. for your C squad, followed by JV and varsity. You know anything about Poplar?
Yeah, we saw them this summer when we had a little bit of a scramble here with Malta and Poplar, and Will Beamer's coaching them, and he brings a lot of volleyball knowledge and desire and passion for the sport, that group, and I think that relays over into these kids. And so they've got a very tall girl, a Macy Dion, in the front, and she's quite capable, and this is, I believe, her third year playing varsity now, so she's only getting better every day that goes by. And so, you know, of course, they have the height at the net again that we won't have. And they're pretty scrappy at times, and they've got some great servers. So we're going to need to manage our passing and then really not hitting into their big block and, you know, going around or being smart with what we do.
So that's Poplar, and then that's a Thursday match for you. Friday off, Saturday, you're back home. You take on Harlem. What do you know about Harlem?
You know, Harlem last year gave us some really great battles, and I talked to the Harlem coaches again at that Malta mixer that we played at this summer, and they are going to be down a couple kids. I know they didn't have a girl, their 6'2" girl from Turner isn't returning, so that's going to be detrimental to them for sure, because she was young but athletic and aggressive, and so they're not going to be as big as they were last year, for sure. But knowing the coaching staff there, I'm sure she'll have them whipped into some sort of shape. And the thing about Harlem that you can always expect is that they're extremely scrappy, and it's hard to put the ball down on their side of the floor because they just don't give up. So that'll be another one where we need to take care of business on our side of the net and be efficient with what we're doing and, you know, not stay in the rallies any longer than we need to.
Well, we're talking to you on a Tuesday, but you have a JV match in Luster, travels to Luster tonight, and you have a Thursday, Saturday. What are you working on in practice this week for the days that you get to court?
You know, Stan, it's going to be a ton of serving, serve, receive right now because, you know, we do have a ton of offensive weapons, but where we break down is in our passing and having our setter be able to run all three options all the time. So we're spending half to three quarters of our practice doing passing, serve, receive, and hitters and their efficiency, keeping the ball in play. You know, so I design a lot of drills where we're keeping score, and there's penalties for not executing within the time frame or the scoring that they have to get it done in. So, you know, it's the old same old, same old, but if you can't pass and you can't serve, it's really hard to do everything else. So we're going to continue to focus on that until these passers start to show, you know, they get this look on their face when they're playing of where I've got this. And they're not quite comfortable in that yet when they're who they're standing next to and trusting each other yet. So I'm just going to continue to really push serve, receive, serving and hitting inbounds and being aggressive with our play.
So, again, a couple matches this week for the Scotty girls. Thursday at Poplar, Saturday at home versus Harlem. Thanks for joining us, Summer. We appreciate talking to you. We'll talk to you again Saturday morning, okay?
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks.
The Cottonwood Inn and Suites has a new menu, streamlined with easy access on their Facebook page and website, cottonwoodinn.net/menus. Look for great breakfast options like a build-your-own omelet or a build-your-own burger for lunch. The Cottonwood also offers superior culinary options from Cattle Company Beef, highlighted on Prime Rib Fridays, and with a delicious assortment of steaks. Check out all these options and more on their new menu, available digitally with convenient access from your smartphone.
Highline Ford has just received a truckload of new vehicles, including the Ford Edge and those famous F-150s. They've got a great selection on the lot now of almost all Ford models. And if you don't see exactly what you're looking for, well, they can get it for you. They'll work with other dealers around the country to get exactly what you want at Highline Ford. So stop on by on Highway 2 East or give them a call at 228-2141 and get the great deals and wheels at Highline Ford.
All of that stress and anxiety is not doing any favors for your skin, and you know it. And that's not even mentioning the damage the sun can and has done. But have no fear, the Highline Med Spa is here. And yes, they've opened their doors and are ready and waiting to take care of you. With services from Haley Thompson, you can choose from Botox or fillers, or be proactive with products from their professional line of skincare. They offer free consultations, and they're conveniently located in the specialty care clinic at FMDH, Highline Med Spa.
At Dale Plumbing and Heating, they know the technology trend is the ability to control your home or work environment remotely. Well, they'd love to show off their line of fire tube boilers. The Knight is a high-efficiency boiler that you can connect to with your phone via Bluetooth, and you can monitor it at any time or have it set to text you alarms if you like. This 95% efficient boiler can be used in residential or commercial settings. Let Dale Plumbing and Heating match you up with the one just right for your application. Stop by or call today, 228-8245.
Since 1889, Carhartt's been making gear that has your back 24/7. And from September 9th to the 27th, Carhartt also has your hard-earned dollars back with 25% off all hard-working Carhartt pants. That's 25% off the rugged and reliable Carhartt pants that prove their mettle in the trenches of World War I and continue to do so on the toughest job sites today. Because that's how Carhartt continues to outwork them all. You can get these great Carhartt deals at D&G Sports and Western, downtown Glasgow.
Well, here on Coach's Corner, time to interview Scotty head coach Arad Karst for the cross country teams, boys and girls. I've just kind of been trying to keep up with the statistics, and we'll get into a very busy weekend for you coming up. But it looks like you've had some pretty good improvements here, especially this last meet in Havre.
Oh, yeah, it was a really nice meet for the kids. All but two kids cut time, and those that didn't just added just a few seconds, so it was no big deal. It's pretty much running where they were at, but no, they look good.
And no spectators there. How was that? Was it just a weird thing, or how did it feel?
Well, they did have Havre people there.
Oh, okay.
And so, but there wasn't a lot of people, and you know, they had to check in and come through a gate, but there were a few Glasgow people, you know, on the fringes of it, and they were able to watch some, but able to see the finish line and that sort of stuff, so that was good.
Well, and I know you hardly ever get to see the finish because you're out coaching them where they need some help, right?
You know, I do, but it's kind of different this year. You know, they want us wearing masks, and they don't want us way out. And,
oh, okay, and, okay.
So, yeah, I'm kind of closer to the finish line. At least I was on Friday, so. This Saturday, I have no idea where I'll be at. That's when the race ends. So
all over the place, I would imagine.
Usually, yep.
That's going to be busy. So can you tell us, you know, as far as the season goes so far, progression about where you thought it would be for the kids, or what are you thinking?
You know, for the boys, I'm real happy with it. I mean, they are tight. When we looked at it, our 5 through 8 runners, they were separated by 42 seconds on Friday, and that's tough. And, you know, Carl's just definitely exceeding what, I expected at this point in time. You know, he ran a 17:20. He had his best the week before, you know, but, you know, he cut almost, 40-some seconds off. And so I'll take that and hoping to see if he can, you know, get down into the 16s and maybe close the gap on Sam Smith. But we'll see.
Yeah, definitely. And for the girls, you know, Iris leading the way, I think both her and Carl put in a lot of miles this summer. It kind of shows.
Yeah, you know, and she finished behind the girl from Belt Centerville, and she was close to her at the first loop, and then the second loop, she pulled away a little bit, so she ended up, you know, about 28 seconds back. But still looked real strong, you know, way ahead, over a minute ahead, or about a minute ahead of the third-place runner. So running real well, looking pretty comfortable. you know, we're looking for big things from her this weekend.
And this weekend, that leads into what is usually an insanely busy weekend for you. And with everything else this weekend, it's will you run us through how I know things start with the first wave for the boys at 10, but you're going to have to explain that to people exactly what's going to happen here.
Okay. You're only allowed to run 28 kids at a time, you know, so you start them, you know, put 28 on the line, start them, and then you can bring another 28 in and start them. And so what we're looking at doing is with the high school boys, we'll start at 10 o'clock and we'll have the top 28, you know, according to their time coming in. We'll feed them in the first heat or first wave. 5 minutes after that, we'll start the second wave. And if we have any more than that, we'll start a third wave, you know, about 5 minutes after that. So our numbers right now aren't looking real great for the high school kids. I'm looking at roughly 100 kids so far, and I know I've got a couple teams yet to get me their entries. So that'll bump us up a bit, but I'm looking at maybe two, possibly three waves for, you know, the boys. And then at 10:30, we'll start the girls. And same way, top 28 in the first wave, then the next 28 and go from there. Then at noon, we'll start with the middle school kids. And middle school, we're filling up. But you know, we only have 200 kids at a meet. So that's why we had to separate it. So you have a high school meet at 10, should be done by 11. Clear things out, and then at noon start the middle school kids, and we're about 170 right there now with those, so we're almost meeting our max there.
So Coach McKean's going to be pretty busy shepherding everyone there too, I'm sure.
Yeah, but he's got to take those entries today. You know, the entries are coming in, and he's got to go through and seed those, and mine is pretty easy because they come in with times, and I don't know why the middle school kids don't have times on theirs. And the coaches have tried to say, okay, you know, put this one, these ones in the first heat and these in the second and whatever. But he's going to take that on today.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty big project, I'm sure. And maybe explain a little bit, you know, we talked about the timing systems in track and cross in the past and the dam race, but explain how you can get away with starting races at different times.
Well, it's an electronic timing system, and we've hired Competitive Timing to come over. And they've been doing all the meets over here, and so they're used to it. And it's just, as long as they've got the bib numbers entered in, you know, these ones are in the first wave and these are in the second wave, it'll automatically deduct that, you know, 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever they start behind the original starting point. So it's pretty quick. And I thought, you know, for us to have to do this, and if we were trying to do it by hand, it's like, oh my goodness. Okay, this one, you know, we have to have five here, and if, you know,
oh,
it's like,
yeah,
we're not doing it. We went ahead and hired them, and we do have our own timing system, but we are nowhere ready to take that adventure on. So we are getting close to being able to. Well, we did use it at the junior high meet. There was only one wave for the boys and one wave for the girls, so that was easier that way.
Right.
But I do have Michelle Huntsman on that, and she's figuring that system out. So hopefully we'll be able to use it more in the future.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I know it's just, it makes it a little weird because sometimes you don't see them all racing against each other quite in the same spots, and you're not exactly sure where everybody is. But hey, we'll do what we can to get meets in, right?
That's right. So, you know, it's a little bit easier with track. I mean, because you do have your heats and you can only have like 8 to 10 kids. But, you know, the bigger races, you know, the distance races, you can pile in more. But we'll see how that goes this spring for you guys. So if they put limitations on you, too.
Yeah, and, you know, who knows if we know anything by the start of March. You know, it just will take the day at a time, I guess, and go from there. But definitely a little more work, I'm sure, for you and everybody. But it seems like so far, you know, the race has been gone pretty well.
They have, you know, people have been real good about working together and knowing that, you know, like the first week when we went to Sydney, it was a different way or a different thing where they took teams and put them in the waves. And it didn't work out so well for us because in our wave, it was us and Brockton only has a couple kids, you know, a couple boys, a couple girls. So basically our kids ran against each other. Now in Havre and Poplar, they did it different, excuse me, and they, you know, kind of went off the times and that. And so that's what we're doing. We're going to use the times. The top 28 are going to be in that first wave, and it should be a fast wave. And then, you know, the next kid bunch, so they're competitive that way. You know, you're not getting kids that are going to finish, you know, 5-10 minutes behind the leader, you know, in that first wave. And so it'll be fun.
And of course, you're used to it a little bit. Well, you guys have gone to that 7-on-7 meet in Helena a couple times, too. So that
Oh my gosh, that was an adventure. So.
So don't talk about that.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, that sounds great. So 10 o'clock, a boys race starts out at Kiwanis Park at Fort Peck. And folks, welcome to come out and watch, but just follow all the social distancing guidelines, right?
Yes. Wear masks and the social distancing. And they said it's an open area. It's, you know, we can't really say you can come out, come out and, you know, keep your distance. And then you'll be able to see some good races.
Oh, yeah, definitely should be. So, and always a very, very fast course out there. So, well, we wish you well and for the rest of the season as well. And we're looking forward to I guess, previewing a little bit on the Saturday morning sports show. And then a busy, busy, busy Saturday ensues for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
One day they're playing grown up, the next day they are one. And as time goes by, the cost of college continues to rise. You know that college is important, but that expense may seem out of reach. We can help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Bethany Knight. Let's work together on strategies to help you tackle the growing college expenses. Stop by our office at 317 Klein for a face-to-face appointment or give us a call at 228-2428.
Francis Mahon Deaconess Hospital is happy to let you know that most of our services are open for appointments. Some of those include Glasgow Clinic primary and specialty care, home oxygen, laboratory, occupational and physical therapy, outpatient clinic, respiratory clinic, and surgery. And as always, our ERs open around the clock, no appointment needed. We still do have visitor restrictions in place, and appointment availability will vary among different departments. So please call for more information or to make an appointment at 406-228-3500, or for details about the status of each department, visit our website at fmdh.org.
Don't let your Wi-Fi manage you. Get control of your devices with Nemont's Advanced Wi-Fi. Better coverage in your home, more connected devices, and faster speeds. Sign up today and receive 2 months of Advanced Wi-Fi for free. Call us at 800-636-6680 or chat with us at Nemont.com. Nemont, serving your community for 70 years.
You can never go wrong with the lovely blooms at Glasgow Flower and Gift, because nature creates the flowers and the expert florists arrange them. It's a perfect combination. Also find fantastic collectibles and gifts, Mylar balloons, plants and dish gardens, and much more. For all seasons and all occasions, look to Glasgow Flower and Gift to express your feelings. Stop by or visit them online at GlasgowFlowerAndGift.com.
Miles Community College. Start here, go anywhere. Get your CDL or CNA. Gain your Associates of Applied Science with an emphasis on automotive technology, equine studies, or radiologic technology. Take a step into nursing or elementary education. Dive into the world of agribusiness, or become a medical lab technician. It's all possible at Miles Community College, with a campus less than 3 hours away and many online courses available. Get details at milescc.edu. Miles Community College.
Noon Motors in Glasgow is your Chevrolet, GMC, and Buick dealer for Northeast Montana. Newton Motors has been providing good, honest pricing since 1950. Not only has Newton Motors been providing Northeast Montana with great pre-owned and new vehicles since 1950, their service and parts department is unmatched. Contact Newton Motors today. Trucks, cars, SUVs, they're located across from the fairgrounds in Glasgow. Newton Motors in Glasgow. Here we go on Coach's Corner. We have Patrick Barnett, the head football coach for the Glasgow Scotties, with us. Patrick, we talked about the Baker game at length on Saturday morning, so we're not going to get too much in there, but you did have a chance to review the film, and tell us, give us your thoughts on how you thought they played after watching the film. Obviously, a nice victory for you, but give us your thoughts.
I think they did good. I mean, anytime a team wins, it's a good feeling. I think they do good when you win. I don't think we got off the bus very well, and we discussed that yesterday with the older kids, saying that it's your guys' team and you guys need to control how the bus acts. And I think we got off the bus kind of sluggish, and we didn't show up until probably the second quarter. And we went into halftime 30-6, and we came out and gave up that touchdown right there. So we don't get off the bus very good, and we didn't play right after the first or the second half. We didn't play very good right after the first half. But the rest of the time they did good. I mean, we got a lot of turnovers. Like, we created 4 turnovers or 5 turnovers. Which that's a great defensive and special teams, other than that touchdown they scored. Overall, I think it was good effort by everybody except for those first two little starts.
It was kind of a game in which, when I was watching it back on Saturday, you're beating them pretty good score wise, but it just felt closer for whatever reason.
Yeah, it didn't feel like we won 46-12. It seemed like they were in the game a lot more. I don't know if that's just how we had field position. It seemed like they controlled field position and the clock. Their coach did a good job of making sure that they used the whole 40
seconds. They did, yes, they did.
They were controlling the clock, and we've been in that situation before, and we've done the same thing, because you don't want to beat the team that gets beat by 70. You'd rather be 46-12. So I got what they were doing. And they had good field position the whole time, so it seemed like it was a tighter game than it truly was.
So injuries, when you come out of that, you had a chance to take a look at your team yesterday. You okay with injuries?
Yep, I think we had some guys coming back. I don't think we had any major injuries. Like I said, on Saturday, we had that turf burn is the worst thing that comes off of playing on turf. But other than that, I think everyone's looking good, healthy.
And your JV won on Monday night?
Yep, they won Monday night 40-6. A couple coaches went down there, and they did a really good job, and those kids came out with a good victory over Malta.
We were talking before we went on, you got some really good kids coming up.
I do. We have a really strong senior class, and it's a good thing, and at the same time, it makes you nervous to looking in the future. But then I start looking in the future, and I start looking at my younger guys and my juniors. I have some starting juniors right now, and I look down at my sophomores, and I got about 5-6 kids there that I think, holy cow, they could be part of this senior class. And then even I have a starting freshman at nose guard, and I have a running back at freshman that's a stud. We're looking pretty good at the younger levels. I think my sub varsity is a very good team.
You played defensive football at the AA level. But even at the Class B level, how hard is it as a freshman to be put in there in a starting position?
It can't be easy, especially when you had kids that have put in the time that they're 3-4 years, and you're starting ahead of them, or you are, they're counting on you, they're relying on you to get your job done and be able to take the double team, especially those linebackers, especially at the nose guard. He's at the nose guard position. You got those linebackers behind you say, we just want you to get the double team. He had a heck of a game on Saturday or on Friday night.
Yeah, and definitely Tatum Hansen. Boy, what a change of pace he brings in for you.
Yeah, we bring him in. He's a great second half football player because he just is so fast, and you just have those older guys beat him, and then Tatum comes in and he's just explosive and takes off, and it's just like a different pace goes in. Yeah, the one carry for 51 yards. I just wish we had more offense to give him.
Yeah, definitely. Well, okay, so the big win over Baker, you're 3-0. You get ready for Cutbank. So have you had a chance to watch some film on Cutbank?
Yeah, I've got a couple hours in on Cutbank watching them. They've done some different things that I thought they would do on defense from the years past. They are going more to, it looks like, a cover one set than a cover two that they've done in the past, maybe even cover three on defense. They are 4-4 instead of a 4-3 that they've been in the past. That was their defense. Offensively, they look about the same. They got a pretty big tight end, decent-looking quarterback, and a pretty good-looking set of running backs.
Is this a case with the Scotty football team at this point? You played three games that, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're going to dominate the trenches. We're going to pound the ball on you, regardless of what that team can bring at you.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to week four, and I'm assuming they're going to want to pack the box like everybody else has, and we're not going to change what we do just because people are packing the box. Now, that doesn't mean we're not going to play a team that's going to pack the box, and we're going to be able to run it up them, so we're going to have to change some stuff up to be able to work around it.
But when you start, hey, we're going to try running the ball.
Absolutely. Here. We want to stick to what we do. We would like to control the clock also and at the field position.
Right, and that's something you actually did in those first two games is you just dominated time of possession.
Yeah, if we can have it 75% of the time, the ball on offense 75% of the time, that's what we're looking for. Anything above 50% is actually good. And great field position all the time. If you're on fourth down and you pass, going into their end zone, it's better for you to give the ball up there than it is on the backside and punt the ball.
We talk a lot about offense and we concentrate on quarterbacks and the like, but the running back position, it seems like you have a lot of depth.
Yeah, there's 4, 5, 6 guys that we could count on. In the years past, I didn't know if we even had that spot. We had one or two that were there scratching our head on the 1 and 2. This year, we're not really scratching our head there. We're really deep at running back this year. Almost like we could have 2 or 3 running backs back there. And that would just put more guys into the box. That's why we don't do that.
And on your offensive line, that is a dominant offensive line, and it's just going to get better as you get kids healthy.
Yeah, they're doing good. We had a couple breakdowns in the Baker game where we only had 0 or -1 or 1 yards per carry, and that sometimes wasn't the running back, that was offensive lineman's faults. But overall, they're a very good offensive line. The front five is looking good.
And defensively, for you had some concerns about covering the pass and the like, and maybe your secondary, even though you have some really talented athletes back there. I mean, Fast and Idler are fantastic. How's that been going here through three games?
It's going good. I think that sometimes we break down a little bit in the passing game. I think teams could take advantage of us and that. So we work on that in practice each week. We'll work on it today and tomorrow. But our coverages are coming along. We're starting to put in more blitzes and coverages, and as a defensive coordinator, I'm starting to elevate the game for these kids, and as they can do more, we add more, so they're doing pretty good.
And so, yeah, I mean, it's not like you throw the whole kitchen sink out there, I guess, in the first game, so you tend to build that. Special teams, you gave up the kickoff return against a Baker, but other than that, how do you feel your special teams have been playing?
That's the third part of the game. I mean, there's four parts of the game. You have offense, defense, special teams, injuries. And special teams is one that I am always nervous about. It's one everybody overlooks. And this year, I think I've overlooked it a little bit as a coach. We're going to continue working on it each and every day we're out there, but that's one that we really need to work on.
So as we just turn back to Cut Bank real quick, you kind of gave us an idea what Cut Bank likes to do offensively and defensively, so we'll just break it down pretty simply. What are the keys to a Scotty victory over Cut Bank on Friday night?
Dominate the clock, dominate the front seven, and just keep rolling.
Right. So we talked a little bit Saturday about the Northern B and the Class B landscape, as it appears it's wide open, but you pointed out you're not quite sure, maybe some teams are missing some players and the like, but boy, this is pretty wide open season so far, it looks like.
Yeah, we're just get week to week, like yeah. I said before. We're all going to play week one playoffs, you know, and then that's what we're looking for is the playoffs. But we're week to week. I mean, just one kid gets sick and that can shut your team down for 2 weeks, and that's just the pits. I've seen some teams, we've played three games, some have played zero in Class B. I think Whitehall hasn't even played a game yet, and that'd be really extremely frustrating because they'd be going to a month of practice. Today would have been exactly 1 month of practice that's since football started.
How do you think your kids would be reacting right now if they hadn't played a game yet?
I don't know if I could handle it. I don't know if we could stand each other. It'd be really frustrating, I think. I think they would want to get rid of me, and I'd want to get rid of them, right. Even though I think we get along very well.
Sure.
But
sure.
We'd just be ready to be pulling at the chain, I guess.
Yeah, definitely, with not having played a game yet. Well, Coach, Cut Bank Friday night, 7 o'clock. Best of luck, okay?
Thanks.
Wouldn't you rather do business with the bank that supports your goals and turns them into accomplishments? Hi, this is Lisa with the Bank of Glasgow. Saving for college, buying a car or a home, maybe you're starting a new business. We pride ourselves on developing lasting personal relationships. No matter the venture, you can stop wondering how to make it happen and stop in to see us. You'll be glad you came. Bank of Glasgow, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
See Valley Builder Supply on U.S. Highway number 2 east of Glasgow for all of your building needs. Gus and the crew at Valley Builder Supply offer lumber, cabinets, paints, doors, roofing, and garage and pole barn packages. And best yet, they deliver. Call Valley Builder Supply today. The number 228-4041. Valley Builder Supply for all of your building needs.
Thanks for joining us for Coach's Corner on KLTZ. And again, don't forget that Coach's Corner is brought to you by your Fan Clan sponsors. And you can check out all Coach's Corner interviews on our website at www.kltz.com.
This is 1240 AM, KLTZ Glasgow, and 102.5 FM, K273DB Glasgow.
At 200 2nd Avenue South, Priority Communications is your source for mega LED scene lights. Whatever your illumination needs, these LED light bars will flood your scene with brightness while pulling minimally from your battery. Priority Communications is also your source for Motorola two-way radios, the latest in cell phone accessories, and your UPS and FedEx drop-off. Priority Communications, 200 2nd Avenue South.
1240 AM, KLTZ, Glasgow.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Open public disagreement from your government on when a COVID vaccine will be available to you. ABC News senior congressional correspondent Mary Bruce.
With the election fast approaching, President Trump wants Americans to know a vaccine is coming soon. His administration announcing that as soon as one is approved, they'll start shipping doses within 24 hours.
We think we can start sometime in October. So as soon as it is announced, we'll be able to start.
But on Capitol Hill, the head of the CDC said that while a limited supply may be available in November or December, most Americans will have to wait much longer than that.
Then President Trump said at a briefing that he thinks CDC Chief Robert Redfield made a mistake with the vaccine timeline. The CDC then issued a statement changing Redfield's Senate testimony. Then just minutes after that, issued another statement retracting that retraction, saying his Senate testimony stands. It also denied to the senators that there was any political influence at the CDC. Though Tropical Storm Sally continues to weaken, it's pounding Alabama and the Florida Panhandle with damaging winds and rain. ABC News senior meteorologist Rob Marciano in Pensacola.
We are thankful to report that so far there are no fatalities with Hurricane Sally, but the winds and the waves were so powerful for so long they broke several construction barges away, some of which ran aground. A very important bridge to this community that is now closed until further notice.
The boyfriend of an alleged murder victim, a woman, is in custody, say police in Markham, Illinois. Police Chief Terry White says the man was staying with relatives who called the police when they looked in his luggage and found things they think belonged to the girlfriend.
Some of the bags contained internal organs, which would make this very heinous.
Cops say Melvin Martin Jr., who's 30, took the packed away body parts with him from Kentucky, that he has a history of domestic abuse against the victim. He faces an extradition hearing back to Kentucky. You're listening to ABC News.
Always get your go-to with the new $10 Tastemaker from Pizza Hut. A large pizza with up to three toppings for just $10. Choose contactless delivery or curbside pickup at pizzahut.com. Price higher in some locations. Limited time offer. Availability of contactless curbside delivery areas. Charges and minimums vary. Delivery charge not tip.
Third floor study hall.
My dining room table.
Home room Monday and Tuesday. My living room Wednesday to Friday.
Wherever school happens for you this year, Staples has amazing prices on everything you need. From lap desks to computers, desk chairs to UV sanitizer. And this week at Staples, Apple AirPods start at just $129. Shop in-store, pick up curbside, or order online. School on, save on. Staples. Ends 9/19. While supplies last, limit 2. Curbside available in most stores.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
Following a spike in COVID-19 cases, officials at the University of Colorado Boulder are sending out an urgent message.
Quarantine immediately. That's the recommendation from Boulder County's Department of Public Health to students at the University of Colorado Boulder as it tries to contain an outbreak of COVID-19 among students. Senior Miles Levin says it shouldn't surprise anyone that his students have been at parties and at the gym that now there's a problem.
I think that this was inevitable. I think that anyone could have seen this coming.
The university is pleading with students to wear masks and to socially distance to allow the semester to continue. Alex Stone, ABC News.
For violating COVID-19 rules, two students have been expelled and three suspended from the University of Missouri.
According to a statement from the University of Missouri Columbia, the students were punished due to flagrant violations of rules and regulations that require students who test positive for COVID-19 to isolate themselves and comply with social distancing requirements. To date, the school has received nearly 500 complaints of students violating the university's policies on combating the spread of COVID-19. Since school resumed on campus last month, there have been more than 1,300 students infected with the virus. More than 1,000 have already recovered. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
A Malaysian student whose cell phone was stolen has recovered it and identified the thief, who got away after taking both photo and video selfies. A monkey. This is ABC News.
Right now, you can soak in the savings at the Home Depot's Days of Doing Bath event with new low prices on the latest, greatest faucets. Vanities from as little as $159. Plus, get up to 40% off all online bath essentials, as well as free delivery for online vanities. Valid through September 27th. So relax and restore your space with beautiful bath savings now at HomeDepot.com/bath.